No, one of the elements I didn't talk about in the audio presentation I made called embellishments to the pentatonics is the slides. What I mean by slides, a very simple technique where whatever note you're going to, you just like maybe one or two frets behind. I'm gonna pick a note in the E shape key of C. I'm gonna pick the fourth string 10th fret. So please play that note. And then, very subtle but effective phrasing device or embellishment device is a slide. You could do one fret behind. So you start at the seventh fret, and you just, yeah. Yeah, and then, so just play around with, like, play every note in the pentatonic a half step. Let's do it together. Let's start it all the way at the 6th string 8th fret, and we're gonna start it actually at the 7th fret and slide into it. Yep, and then the next note. Yeah. Just a note about a half step behind.
Oh yeah.
Yep, and then the next note is the 5th string 8th fret, so 7th fret is where you start. And then, and by the way, you slide it with the finger that you normally use. So that right there, the ninth to 10th fret on the 5th string would be the 3rd finger. Because you want to end up on the 3rd finger. And then that means the next one's with finger 1. Let me do that one again. Yep. And then. Yeah. And then let's slide on the way back. I mean, you're still going to slide up, but we're going to descend the scale.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So try and make it sound like one note. Like, don't go... Like, go quick. Like, go back to the other one, the 4th string, please. I mean, I suppose if you really listen, it sounds like two notes, but really it just sounds like one. We only hear the, you know, the brain doesn't really register. It's called a grace note, or a ghost note. I think grace note. And then listen to the effect of it. I do it all the time. I don't even know I'm doing it. You know, so you try it. Try it for a minute. I'll put the groove back on. And you don't have to do them a lot in succession, but like what I mean is do it as the first note of the phrase. With like. That's right. That sounds so bad. You know what I mean by bad? B-A-D, and then blank, blank, blank. Really, it has a big level of expression. That sounds great. And then try maybe another position somewhere. And try some of it. Slide longer with longer intervals than just one fret. You could do two frets. I don't want to make this a federal case, but you can. Like, so we were at the 4th string 10th fret, and we just did one fret behind. You could do two frets behind if you want a longer effect. So try some of that. Start on the 8th fret and slide up to 10th fret. with the third finger. Yeah. It's just more dramatic. You can do any amount of frets.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you know where you're going. But it's, but the half step is subtle. The whole step is a little more mm-hmm. sort of punchier, and anything longer than that, like, definitely sounds like a slide, but it's all good. You can do it all. I highly recommend. Try to do whole steps. Totally different feel. Yeah, good. Double stops.